This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Maggie Tidy from Lake Michigan Catholic High School Soccer. Maggie helped lead the Lakers in a 4-0 win over New Buffalo with four goals on the night. Then she turned in eight goals in an 8-0 win over Brandywine. And then Maggie with one goal in a 3-2 win over Coloma. That was a busy but nice week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Man, those kind of goals, what was working for you? Did you remember at all during the week or even throughout the season? What's been working for you?
We've been really working on connecting our passes to each other, so that was it really helped us win those games, because those were kind of tough because we didn't have as many players as we usually did because a lot of people were quarantined.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've noticed with some of the stats and recaps coming through, that you guys are really sharing the ball. There are a lot of assists on the goals that you've been scoring, so that's got to be help things out an awful lot.
Yeah.
You personally having a great season, the team is having a great season, it's your senior year. Man, how fun has it been for you?
It's been really exciting because last year we didn't have a season, so that was kind of tough. So I think everyone's just really, really excited to have something this year to do.
When you found out that, yes, there was going to be a season, do you remember your reaction, how you felt? Oh, my God, good, I'm going to have my senior year.
Yeah, it was a big relief because I think we were still in basketball season then, so I was just... It was a great reward to know that I had something to do after basketball.
Now, the 13 goals in the week gives you 38 for the season. As you came in, did you think, you know, did you have a number in mind, how many goals you wanted to try to score?
I knew I wanted to score as many as I could to break the record for all-time, like, leading scorer, but I don't know. I didn't really have, like, a set number.
Okay. I mean, if you look back at it, you didn't 38. Do you say, wow, 38? That's quite
yeah.
a bit.
Yeah.
You mentioned breaking the school record, 102 after this particular week, 102 career goals to break the school record. You knew the goal that you scored that, school record on. When you found out and you scored that goal, how'd you feel?
It was really exciting because I knew exactly when I tied the record, so I knew I had to get one more. And then as soon as I got that goal, I think the whole team was just so excited.
Do you remember that particular play, how you scored?
Yeah, I got a pass from one of my teammates, and I kind of just kicked it up and over the goalie, and she just, like, tipped it off her fingers, and it went in.
As it was going toward the net, were you thinking, this could be it, this could be it?
Yeah.
Let's talk to your coach, Joe Schmidt, for a second here. Can you just talk about how Maggie has been performing this year? Holy smokes, the numbers she's been putting up.
Yeah, it's really been a lot of fun to watch. You know, we talked a little bit before the season about personal goals after we set our team goals, you know, personal goals. And I remember that conversation because as a freshman, I would tell Maggie these milestones that she would hit, you know, as a freshman. And she kind of looked at me like, oh, okay, cool. You know, so I wasn't sure as a senior how motivated those she would be for those. And just kind of seeing that look in her eye from the very beginning, like this was a goal that she definitely wanted to achieve. And I think myself and just all the rest of the team were very happy for her. And, you know, the players that helped her. I think that's one of the things that makes Maggie really special is that she's very appreciative of the teammates. The goal scorers always get, mm-hmm. you know, the accolades and the newsprint. But, you know, her teammates like Hattie Latham, Grace Howard, those are her fellow seniors, Chloe Mills, those teammates that have really been feeding her the ball. She does a great job of showing appreciation for that.
The numbers speak for themselves, what she's meant to the team. But aside from stats, what has she meant to the team, do you think?
I think that she and the rest of the seniors, really, you know, we have three seniors, really kind of fall into part of the school's mission, you know, the mind, body, and soul as far as faith. And Maggie really, you know, has been a great leader by example, that physical leader who pushes her teammates, who, you know, demands that they work as hard as she is, and she puts that effort in practice, and it's contagious, and her teammates work hard along with her.
Maggie, outside of soccer, other activities, sports, clubs that you're involved with at Lake Michigan Catholic?
Yeah, I'm a part of the basketball team, the golf team, and the volleyball team, and as well, I'm in Environmental Club, Key Club, Interact Club, and Sacred Life Club.
Ooh, that's a busy senior year for
you,
isn't it? Now, you mentioned golf. basketball and now soccer. I've seen you perform in basketball, a great season. I haven't seen you play golf, but is it fair to assume that maybe soccer would be your favorite sport?
Definitely.
I just thought I'd go out on a limb and guess that. You're a senior at LMC. What are your plans after graduation?
I'm going to attend Michigan State University next year and major in packaging.
Outstanding. All right. Congratulations on the week and the season so far, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maggie Tidy of Lake Michigan Catholic High School Soccer is our Student Athlete of the Week. I'm Phil McDonald, WSJM Sports.